This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Feel it! Feel it! Can ya? Do ya? We're here! We're in the thick of March of the NCAA tournament, and we're winding down, RJ. You don't look like you're feeling the madness, and it's disappointing me greatly.
Where are you getting this nonsense from? where are you getting that ridiculous take from? I've never seen such a thing.
I don't know. I'm trying to put out the madness, gravitational pull, man. And I don't know if it's that, and we're recording this on Friday afternoon. I don't know if it's that. It might just be some nervousness. That's what I think it is. I think you're muy nervoso. Muy nervoso.
Listen,
nervoso.
It's been a day, okay? So I worked this morning, did my regular radio show on The Fan in Dallas. 10 a.m. I was done. Clocked out at 10 a.m. Went to the gym. Got out some, got my game day lift in. Went home, mowed the lawn. Had to mow the lawn. And then showered. Maybe got a little bit of a nap in, pregame nap. Now I'm just kind of in that time where it's a no man's land time. I got my kids got a baseball game coming up here. So it's a Friday-Saturday tournament for Easter weekend instead of Saturday-Sunday. So as soon as this is done, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go watch a play. I'm going to get home. And I'm going to watch basketball tonight, man. And I hopefully, see, this time of the year, I'm very used to disappointment. Very used to disappointment. Something about this year feels a little bit different, but I'm very used to disappointment. And I was surprised today when the line for that game crept up and up and up and up and up a little bit. So we'll see where it's at. But yeah, it's some nervous energy. There's no doubt about that.
All that's on the line is an Elite Eight appearance. Would that be second ever?
Yeah. I think 08. Wow. 08 or 09, one of the two.
Yeah.
The first.
It was 08. It was that year. Yeah. How about that? Yeah, get it, man. It'll be fun. And you're right. That number continues to creep up.
No, it was 2010. I'm sorry. It was 2010.
Oh, 2010? Was it 2010?
It was 2010. It was the Butler-Duke year. That's what it was. Butler Duke.
Why did I think it was 08? I guess because you guys were awesome that year.
Yeah, 08 was Chris Lofton had a 2-seed, right? Lost to Wichita State. And then 2010. Yeah. 2010.
Brutal.
2010 was the year.
Hey, this is BetQLU. We're here every week throughout the college football season. We've been with you every week throughout the college basketball season, and we are obviously here as college basketball season winds down. Just one more week left, really and truly, because the national championship game is going to be played on a Monday. So going to be our second to last college basketball show of the year. I'm John Martin. He is RJ Choppy. And RJ, let's get into what we know, at least, about the Elite Eight, the matchups that we know about. Illinois holds on against Iowa State. Super impressive win by them. And they are going to be rewarded with a matchup against the one seed UConn. UConn, amazingly, is still an 8.5-point favorite. And I know this very well, and I appreciate Zach for spelling this out. Dating back to the start of last season's NCAA tournament, so if you take what they've done in this one and you go back to last one, they are 9-0 against the spread, straight up and against the spread.
Yep.
And as people well know by now, I faded them in five of those six last year and went broke doing it. Thankfully, wow. I've learned my lesson. I've learned my lesson, RJ, and I decided in December of – we've talked about it. I'm not fading UConn anymore. Not saying I'm betting them, but I'm not fading them. And this is a number, RJ, where they're begging for Illinois money. They're begging for it. Give it to me. Give us, please. We'll give you 8.5. We'll give you 9.
Yeah.
But I ain't taking it. I'm not saying I'm betting UConn, RJ, but they will not be getting any Illinois money from me. What about you?
I thought about it. When I saw that line come out, I definitely thought about taking Illinois because I've been on Illinois this tournament. I mean, you know, with a lot of my bets. You know, I had them against Iowa State. I took a money line against Iowa State. The difference is that we have seen here, UConn, they have reached UNLV 1991 territory. And I don't see Leitner and Hurley walking through anybody else's door. And that's the difference, right? They're a juggernaut right now. They are just rolling through. Now, they need a Herb Brooks. They need Herb Brooks, man. Somebody needs Herb Brooks to go give a speech. They need Kurt Russell to do some kind of Herb Brooks speech out there and, you know, make fun of somebody's bruise and tell them to go on out there and kick some butt. Somebody needs a Herb Brooks moment because someone will beat these guys at some point, right? They can't play perfect every time.
Right.
But they are. And, from a betting perspective, like all the numbers would probably tell you take Illinois in the 8.5. Right, like I bet you, like you said, dude, if it's been raining for 8 days in a row, you better bring an umbrella the next day, man. You better. And I can't sit here in a good conscience tell somebody, and no, Reese Davis, this is not a risk free investment. You cannot go out there. You cannot go out there. And I can't in good conscience tell somebody to go on out there and bet against UConn right now. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where I've just been so unsuccessful at it. And I don't know what it is about this team specifically, RJ. I don't know. I mean, because they only have one true NBA player, we know for sure, who is I guess they have two. Stephon Castle is going to be an NBA player, and then Kling is going to be an NBA player. But it's not like they're just littered up and down the roster with surefire NBA guys. But it's just like they want to do it. I'm not saying they want to cover, but they want to kick your rear end. I mean, they just do. And it's a personality from the coach, and it goes down and it trickles down. And look, a lot of these guys, man, somebody asked me on a Discord I'm in last week, what number would you need to play the other team against UConn? And in this case, he was talking about San Diego State. And I said, I'd need 18. I would need 18 before I even – and RJ, even that would not have been close. I mean, I just can't remember a run like this. I can't remember an against the spread run like this. 29.5, we would have said, man, we're liquidating everything we have. San Diego State's not going to lose by 30. Come on, this is the Sweet 16. But they did. I've never seen – in basketball, I've never seen an against – I can't remember an against the spread run like this, especially like – in the big games. You know, that's the thing about UConn, and I'm not going to start trying to step in front of that train now. We're too far in the process.
No, I'm not. And you're right. I mean, they're not littered with like top NBA talent. I mean, they got some guys, but they're not littered with it. I mean, that UNLV team, but they have 3 of the top 12 picks that year. Like, it's just, that was a different animal. It's a different animal, man. They were, and you know, and the only reason they lost is because they got beat by a team that had basically 3 of the top 12 picks. They had 2 number one picks, essentially, or 2 top flight picks in Leitner and Hill. But that's it. That's the only reason why they lost. And Anthony got in foul trouble. It's going to take something like that. You're going to have to get them in foul trouble. There's no other way to do it right now. Like they're such – they try to, like, steal your lunch money, too. Like, they're bullies.
No question.
They don't want to – they want to just embarrass you. I don't know what Bobby did to Danny as kids to make Danny so angry, like so vengeful, so petty. I mean, he is making, he's doing exactly what all athletes do. He is making things up. Somehow, that dude took playing in Brooklyn and Boston as a sign of disrespect.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
He did.
And he was able to make it work. I have no idea how. I have no idea how. So this guy could be, he could be the child of Elon Musk and say the whole world is against me and convince himself that he had the whole world is against him and he has nothing, no advantages in life. Like this is, it's the most insane. You couldn't explain this to somebody. You couldn't tell somebody this that just dropped down on Earth. What's going on?
Right.
But it's happening.
Right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is happening. It is absolutely happening. And it's going to, you know, look, I will say Illinois does, I think, in many ways present the best. And again, we're not talking about winning. We are, this is how good UConn is. We're just talking about covering the damn spread. All right. We're not saying who can beat UConn. We're just asking who can cover a number against UConn. Like, again, it's just as dominant a performance as you will ever see, especially in college basketball. Illinois does have Coleman Hawkins, who's been shooting the ball well, Domask, who's as good as it gets in terms of just controlling and orchestrating a game, and then we know Terrence Shannon Jr. can really, really get going. So is it that maybe would give you – though you're getting those three guys, you're getting them as nine-point dogs. Is it that in the very least might intrigue you a little bit about that 8.5-point, 9-point number?
Yeah, I just think Illinois is really good. I saw them. I mean, I've seen them a number of times this year. They're a hot basketball team, and they're a good one. They've got legitimate, you know, NBA guys. Like, they've got a good, solid team. I think they are absolutely alive, and I love their coach. I love their coach too. So, I there's a lot of reasons why you would want to take Illinois. I don't know that I have the guts to do it though. I just don't know if I have the guts to bet against UConn.
Especially single digits.
I mean, they could go out there tomorrow, or they could go out there in this game, and they could go and absolutely dog walk you.
Yep. And they want to do it.
And they want to do it. And I think it's got to the point where it's a psychological thing for the other team. Like, if UConn gets up, if they open the game on like a 11-2 run, I mean, like, how many teams are folding? I know there's still going to be 36 minutes left in the game, but how many other teams are going to fold?
Yes, exactly. I mean, there was a time I was like, "Oh, San Diego State, they take the lead. It's not, you know, they have experience." Didn't matter at all.
Nope.
All right, let's touch on the other thing.
Yeah, right? And real quick, the other thing is like that game was like a 10-point game, like relatively late, and then it ends up being 30.
You just have to laugh, man.
I know.
You know. You really do. You have to laugh. Okay, let's talk about the other game that we know of so far. That's Clemson-Bama. I think everybody had this in their Elite Eight. It was the most popular regional. There's no doubt about it. Clemson-Bama. This is basketball, I'm being told.
Basketball.
This is not football. But yes, it is. It's Trevor Lawrence versus Jalen Hurts. Except it's in basketball. Clemson just really with a super – I mean, three straight super impressive defensive performances for them. And Alabama just out of nowhere kind of RKOs North Carolina and put them out of the damn thing. So can Clemson keep the defense up, or have they met their match in Alabama with as much as they chuck threes?
Boy, I'll tell you this. You know, as a fan of a school that's never been to a Final Four, to sit there and see a rival that never gets anywhere anyway in college basketball be on the cusp of a Final Four and having to only go through Clemson why you would be forced to go through Creighton and Purdue or Gonzaga. It's tough. It's, you know, this is not about where you play or seed. This is about draw. It's always been about draw. The tournament's always been about your draw. And, you know, I'll tell you this. Clemson's got really good guard play. I think that's going to be a super fun game. You have two teams that have good guard play. One of them can absolutely light it up. Bama can light it up if they're playing well. Grant Nelson, I don't know where that came from. I don't know. I really don't. I mean, he was a decent player in the SEC, but I don't remember him playing like that. That was I am he kind of thing. Like, that was big. And, I think Alabama's the pick I would take. I like the over, I think, more than anything, is that, I mean, Bama scores at will. And they can't stop anybody.
Yeah. You know, look, I hate watching Clemson play, but I'll be honest. It feels like a Clemson bet or nothing, just because of the way they've been guarding. And their guard play is really good. And I think it's going to be a hard matchup for those Alabama bigs to stay on the floor against P.J. Hall and the chef. You got to love it. So it would be Clemson plus three or nothing for me. All right, hey, we got a lot more to touch on. Not Curry, the other chef, the Clemson edition of the chef. So we got a lot more to get to. We got coaching changes, hirings and firings, and got to touch on some of the losers as well, because they got some soul searching to do. So we'll do all that here on BetQL. Catch us on Odyssey, on the Odyssey app. Catch us on YouTube. We're here every single week talking all things college football, college basketball. We'll be back after this.